want hot chocolate. I just want warm chocolate. And I said, well, I'm just making it in here. And he said, okay, and don't turn the heat on. It's the first time I've heard him use the word heat in that way. And he used it so nicely, quite relevantly. I want to be dressed. Oh, Ross said, will you quit it out? Which comes from, will you cut it out and will you quit it? And he said, hey, will you quit it out? And I said, why? He said, because I'm tired of you. He was mad at me because I was dressing him the way he didn't want. Coming home from preschool today on the 30th, we were talking about, I told Ross that his drawings were wonderful. And he said, can I eat this Christmas? Can I eat this cookie? And I said, no, that's rock. You can't eat that. And he says, but you have a cookie that I can eat? And I said, yeah, I've got one. And he said, then he thought a second. He said, do you have a cookie for me to eat? And, yeah, I do. And then he asked something else about, do you have a cookie? Do you have something for me? What else did you say, Ross?
Mommy, do you have a cookie for me?
Yeah, and he said some other four after that. So he changed the, do you have a cookie that I can eat to it? Do you have a cookie for me to eat? That's right.
Are you
going to
get
they asked me, do you have a cookie to put on the big Christmas tree? That's what he asked me.
And you put it on
Ross wanted to know if his old baby blanket was clean, and he wanted to get it out of the wash. And he said, "Is my old baby blanket clean?" Question mark.
You be a witch, and Marky'll be the cat, and I'll be the
broom,
and
Marky'll be the black cat.
Yeah, right. We were talking about that. Said I got it. He also said.
Ross, do you want to play with your Lego?
Pumpkin.
You want to play with your Lego?
I'm a pumpkin.
You want to play with Lego? You want to do some Lego?
Pump.
All right, when he says pumpkin, pump, pump.
I'm a pumpkin.
That was Daddy's idea.
No, that was Ross's idea. The pump, pump was Ross's idea. Yeah, no, just now.
Pump, pump. Pump, pump.
I didn't say it first.
I got an idea. Mm-hmm. You be the wizard and him be the black cat, and
what
I
cat
be the pumpkin.
What does the cat say? Are these Carlos stuff? And I said, yeah. And he said, no, they're not Carlos. they're ours. And a little earlier, Mommy said that he wanted to cut some. He said, cut it in two pieces, right? And he said, what do you call that? What do you call that? And Mary said, you mean cut it in half?
What do you name that?
What do you name that? And Mary said, you mean cut it in half? And Ross said, yeah, cut it in half. Right?
In half.
What? Can you get down? No, absolutely not. I said to Ross, I said, Mommy, you better watch out. Ross is getting into the food. And he said, I'm not getting into the fruit. Did you think I was saying fruit?
Yeah. No.
And he said, I said, no, I mean you're not getting into food. So he understood it finally. I said, if you tell my mom, I'm going to get mad at you. And then little lady said, if you tell my mom, I'm going to get really mad at you. So it seems to be a thing that he says. He must have learned at preschool, because I never say to him, if you tell my mom, I'm going to get mad at you. Or I do say, probably something like, if such and such, then I'll get mad at you, maybe. Maybe I just say such things. Ross said, I'm going to get really, really mad, and I can get mad at my daddy. Ross said, can I have a mustache like you? What he means is he wants the mommy to paint a little thing onto his lip.
Baby Ross, give you a kiss.
Okay, by the way, Ross knows the Jack and Jill song. He found two birds, and he said, song about the two birds, he said, two little birds sitting on a hill, one named Jack, one named Jill, fly away, Jack, fly away, Jill, come back, Jack, come back, Jill. He did this with two little birds from the Christmas tree that he found, and it was his idea to do it. Ross, do you want to do the Night Before Christmas again for us?
Yeah.
Please, okay, say it again.
Night before Christmas, another full house, another Christmas tree, not even a mouse, and the stockings were hung by the chimney, and was careful and hopes Saint Nicholas will soon be here.
Oh, good.
And
I am my stocking.
And I am my cap. And I am my
smelling her gown.
I'm going to wear a cap.
I and my
stockings and somebody in her cap.
My wife and her kerchief and I and my
cap.
It just settled our brains for a long winter.
Oh, you're going to wear a cap.
And what to my wondering eyes should appear?
Here.
No, that's not right yet. I have to go
something about it. The children.
Yeah. Visions of sugar plums dancing there. Right? We were talking about Ross's shoes, and he said, I want the shoes that get on my feet that kick the lions. So it was a double relative clause. Ross said, and we popped another balloon, and that's nice, and we popped two balloons. So another and two, he's sort of saying one after another like that. And earlier he said, and we're going to have still no more New Year. Ross, is that right?
Yep.
What about New Year?
We're going to have some more New Year. We're going to get new balloons.
When we get new balloons. Okay, well, now, did we pop all the balloons?
Yeah.
You did? Who did it?
Me and I.
You and I?
Yeah.
How about me and Ross and I? You guys all did it?
Yeah.
How many boys? How many boys did it? Okay, do you have to go pee-pee, Ross?
Yeah.
Okay, go do it. Okay, take your pants off. Good boy. Ross said, we won't have any more. What, Ross?
Balloons.
We won't have any more balloons left because we're going to have another Halloween.
No, no. No, then we'll
several things. First, I asked Ross, "Are you going to make Marky happy?" And he said, "I already did." I just did, which is true. He had just made Marky happy. Marky was crying because he was. Oh, you said I already did. Actually, he said I just did, but now he says I already did. Okay, Ross, fine. You already did. Okay. Now, then afterwards he was singing Jack and Jill, right, Ross? And he said, Jack and Jill went up the hill and he started walking to fetch a pail of water. And then he said, Jack fell down and he ran around and fell down and broke his crown. And then Jill came tumbling after and he tumbled around on the grass. And I tried to get him to go up Jack got and home to trot, but I had to, it was a little hard to get him to do that. And finally, after much encouragement, he did up Jack got and home to trot as fast as he could caper, and he got up and trotted, and then he went to bed, right? And Ross went to bed and plastered his head with vinegar and brown paper, and Ross went through that. Ross knows the whole poem by himself, but this is the first time he ever acted it out. Uh-huh. Yeah, the whole rhyme, the whole poem. That's the Jack and Jill poem. Okay, and then a little later, let's see, Ross said, "Are you ready to listen to me?" Right? Oh, that was when he wanted to do the Jack and Jill. He said, "Are you going to listen to me?" Right? Okay, Ross said, "Do you listen to me?"
No.
And I said, "Yes."
Well.
Okay. And then when I was cleaning my shoes, I was cleaning my dirty shoes. I was gardening out here. By the way, this is 1st of January, and I'm gardening. It's about 70 degrees. It's crazy. And what happened then? Okay, I was cleaning my shoes, and Ross said, "Are you going to clean your hands? And then are you going to go get my baby blanket?" Right? So he was saying, "You're going to do this, you're going to do that, and you're going to do that. 1, 2, 3, in that order." And he had it all scheduled out for me. I must admit, I do a lot of that for him.
My mommy.
Your mommy? Okay. Your mommy does that? Tells you to do 1, 2, 3? Yeah, it's probably 2.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay. And then, let's see. He said, "I want to go inside because I want to get my baby blanket." And it was sort of like, he said, "I want to go inside," and then I would ask him why, and then he would say, normally, "Because I want to get my baby blanket." But instead of waiting for the why, he just went ahead and said, "Because I want to get my baby blanket," because he knew I would say why in that case. So he knows how to omit the intervening question and just go ahead with the response. When we were cleaning I was cleaning some little spots off the concrete, and Ross said, "You missed one." And then he took over my cleaner, and he said, "Watch out! You'll cut your hand." Telling me, "Watch this.
You might cut yourself."
Actually, he did say. He said what I said, but you might cut yourself. Uh huh. Watch out! You might cut yourself. Ross was very careful with his tools.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Ross was going poo, and he said, "Another big poo did come." Looking at some covers that were printed in TV Guide out of Sports Illustrated.